Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Brueghert. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Brueghert. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez strikes out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boisclair for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. Mike Brueghert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brueghert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Brueghert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brueghert is 0-for-1 in the game. Brueghert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentine. Carter moves to third. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Spear moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Andre Dawson now playing center field. Dell Unser now playing right field. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boisclair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Tom Grieve now playing right field. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.